today's podcast, we continue coverage from Pro Wine 2019 with Owen Ingalls of Sidewood Estate, Australia. We first hear his origin story and what led him to owning the estate in cool climate South Australia. We taste two of their wines, the Sidewood Chardonnay and the Mapinga Reserve Shiraz, before he discusses how his wines are being received in the international markets. Enjoy.
I'm Owen Ingalls, and I've got Sidewood Estate wines in the Adelaide Hills. We bought the vineyard in 2004. At the time, I was working in China and Hong Kong in the food and wine business. I'd been working for 30 years there, and not a retirement plan, but stage two in life was to follow my passions. Move from manufacturing and trading into making some of the finest wines in the world. Started collecting wines and obviously drinking wines because I love drinking wines in the mid-90s, and was importing wines and distributing wines into Hong Kong and China, as well as beers and spirits, mostly out of South Africa at the time, but I was buying Bordeaux and Burgundies for my own private collection and drinking with friends. So it just became a passion of mine to, move towards the wine business. Fortunately, I had quite a bit of luck in China in manufacturing. Actually, at one stage, I was the largest manufacturer of bags, handbags, and laptop computer bags in the world. And I fortunately sold that in 2008. I had the vineyard in 2004. You've got to have some kind of early job if you want to get into the wine business. A good job early on, which I did, and that allowed us to invest in a cool climate region of the Adelaide Hills and really push it along, which is what we've been doing for the last decade or more.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it is interesting. You've already started talking there about cool climate region. You know, take us on a sort of a virtual tour of the estate and maybe talk about, yeah, its place in that cool climate region and what that brings out in the wines.
Well, in 2004, we bought the initial vineyard, which is, we call the Mapinga Road Vineyard in the Onkaparinga Valley. It's at 380 to 450 meters, and is actually the coldest, or equally the coldest, along with our neighboring vineyards, vineyard in wine-growing property in the Adelaide Hills. Right now, we have we've expanded over time into four vineyards, the other three being on more sloping terrain, better for reds, and maybe perhaps a little bit warmer, a little bit drier. So we currently are the largest grower, or sustainably certified grower, in the Adelaide Hills, and we're all about the terroir, with investing in the vineyards, producing so we can produce some of the best fruit in the world, actually, not only in Australia. In doing that for the Onkaparinga, the Mapinga Road Vineyard in the Onkaparinga Valley is a very frost-prone location because of its coldness during spring frost. One of the things we're quite proud of is we have the largest water-driven frost protection system in the southern hemisphere. So that's the type of attention to viticulture that we focus on. All our vineyards are hand-pruned. The fruit is hand-picked. They're low-yielded. We net everything. So it's all quality, premium is where we start in the vineyard.
Okay, and I just think, final question really before we get into the glass here. I'm just curious to know, what's your sort of day-to-day involvement now? What does that now look like for you?
I'm very much hands-on, pretty much working, with my wines 7 days a week, I guess, or sometimes seven nights a week. So I'm involved in the winemaking side of it. I'm not the winemaker. I work with a gentleman called Daryl Catlin, one of the most renowned winemakers in the Adelaide Hills region. But as far as choices for the characteristics, how we're going to make the wine stylistically, what wines we're making, what what volumes of wines we're making, how the blends are going to work. I'm involved in the blending room all the time, tasting if we're blending different clonal varieties of our juice. I'm very much involved in administration side of things as well, the running of the cellar doors, the export market. Of course, I'm in Pro Wine. I'm on the road for a month in this trip, both in Europe and then over to North America, Canada, and the U.S., promoting wines. My wife's not particularly happy. I'm away for a month, but you know that's the thing that you do when you're in the wine business. So winemaking, management in the viticulture, I'm in the vineyards most days. I have my wine dog, and we walk around looking at what's going on, tasting the fruit, seeing what the development is, looking if there's any risk of disease. I spend time with my viticulturist 2-3 times a week, much more often as we roll into vintage. So yeah, I'm very hands-on. I'm not just sitting back. So it's hard work, really. Yeah. We're trying two wines today, and the first wine we're trying is Sidewood Estate Chardonnay, 2018 Chardonnay. So this is a blend of four different Chardonnay clones, all from our Mapinga Road vineyard, hand-picked, what we call gently pressed off, using only the free-run juice. So the yield or the extraction rate of this is 70%, so 700 liters per metric ton is what we extract from it. That's quite light for Australian industry standards. It then goes to French oak, 100% French oak. This is about 20% new, and it is fermented and matured in barrel for about 9 months before going to bottle. Sidewood is what we call a grape-to-glass producer, so all our fruit comes off our own vineyards. It's all processed at our boutique winery, and we have a state-of-the-art bottling line that we bottle all our wines on, as well as some of our neighbours' product. So nobody else touches our wines other than Sidewood, so it's all attention to quality and detail all along the line. So if we just taste this, you can smell on the nose beautiful florals, elderberry, nice notes coming through. Yeah, in the palate there's a nice crisp line of acidity, a green apple, stone fruit, peach flavors. Just a long, long lingering finish on it. There's a nice minerality being left from the oak, from the French oak, but it's a nice, soft, blended Chardonnay. Probably if we have a number of Chardonnays, this one I guess would say is a little bit towards the Chablis style, even though it is oaked. It's not over-oaked, and it's just all about the fruit balance. It's a terrific wine. So the second wine we're tasting is our Mapinga Reserve. This is our icon wine, Mapinga Reserve Shiraz, 2016. Our 2013 vintage of Mapinga Shiraz won Decanter's International Trophy for Best Rhone Varietal in London Wine Show in 2015, basically being recognized as the best Shiraz in the world. Then in 2015... vintage, which is we are just rolling into the new 2016. Decanter once again rewarded us with a 98-point rating for the Shiraz, which is the equal highest rating Decanter has ever given to an Australian Shiraz. So not only that, between the 13 and the 15 vintages, I think we've got about 8 trophies and about 20 gold medals. So this is the 2016, not yet released. It'll be released in about 30 days, and if we just try it. So, so right off the top, you're getting a nice crisp acidity coming through, beautiful dark fruit flavors, red plum, raspberry, some black currant coming through. However, it blends all that quite nicely and gives a lovely, elegant balance. It's not tannic, it's not grippy, on the back of the tongue. Full weight in the mid palate and just a long, long lingering length. But the wine is all about elegance, beautifully elegant, balanced wine. just really quite sexy, really, and not over-extracted or over-tannicked or too jammy. There's no jamminess in it all. It's just all about style, and I guess that's why we keep getting these huge accolades for the Mapinga Shiraz.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm very happy that I don't have masses to add there. I think you've done a fantastic job of describing those. I just think, for me, it again, I would encourage people who maybe have generalized about Australian wines and what they're going to find there. You know, I do think that you started with the cool climate comment. I think it's very appropriate for these wines, and it's great to know that that finesse, I guess you'd say, and just that delicacy that you associate with cool climate is definitely found here in these wines. And leading on from that, I just leave it quite open to you and just ask you, how are these wines being received out there in the market?
Well, the UK market, we've been working with Davies for 5 or 6 years now, and it's getting steady growth. It's nice to see. And I guess more and more acceptance of cool climate Australians as we come along, not only in the UK market, but throughout the world. We're expanding as a business about 30 to 50% a year for the last 5 years, and that's a swing away, I think, towards cool climate Australians, or at least a greater acceptance of them and an understanding. I think a lot of people don't realize that Australia produces anything other than big jammy Shirazes and Merlots and so on. Then they start tasting these delicate whites and sparkling wines that we make, and Pinot. You know, we make these fabulous Pinot Noirs as well, with a whole bunch of presses. A lot of work goes into them. That all of a sudden people are standing up and saying, "Wow, that's Australian." So. We don't sell a huge amount into Europe. It's what I've been here doing pro wine. We sell a lot into China. We sell a huge amount into Canada. So at the show today, we're told that Sidewood is a wine brand, was one of the best performing wineries, of one of Australian wines in one of the Canadian major monopolies, which is terrific because it's a hugely competitive market. And that's where we're getting this recognition, both domestically and overseas, about the quality and the sell-through. And basically that the wines that we make are just very well drinkable wines. They're elegant, complex wines, but eminently drinkable and hard to put down.
Thank you so much, Owen. It was a real pleasure meeting with you on the day and tasting the wines together. I've left below the website and main social media handles for Sidewood Estate. I've also left links below to where you can find Sidewood's wines in the UK, as well as details of an upcoming Meet the Winemaker dinner, which will feature Daryl Catlin from Sidewood Estate. And as ever, I would love to have you following along with me. I'm at Interpreting Wine on Instagram and Facebook, at Wine Podcast on Twitter, and email hello@interpretingwine.com. In the next episode of this special Pro Wine series, number 247, we head over to Chile to speak with Aurelio Montes. See you next time.